It was the month of May 2012. I returned from office and rang the doorbell. It was 10 p.m. I had been newly married and my wife opened the door. It was just 3 months into our marriage. She said, "Again you are late today. Don't your office people understand that you also need to give time at home?" I said, "I understand your pain, dear. I'm sorry I'm not able to give you the required time. However, the office people understand only delivery and work. And as you know, I'm able to resonate with the kind of work that I'm doing, because there's software working in our computer all the time and not having much interaction with people does not give me much motivation, and I've been doing it for the last 6 years. I need a break into something that I resonate more with, but I'm not able to find the path. It's like professional sleepwalking, a term which is used when professionals need to continue their job because they have EMIs to pay, rents to pay. And that was my same situation. I told my wife that I can't leave this job now because we're staying in an expensive city like Mumbai. We have rent to pay, family responsibilities, and I need to continue even though unwillingly. But let's set an intention that I can find something I resonate with more and I can be happy, satisfied, and deliver value in that career." Welcome to another episode of Career Vision Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to share my story, my career journey of what are the challenges I faced and how I came to the career coaching industry. So stay tuned, take a lot of notes also, as you'll get a lot of lessons and learning from this journey. And to apologize if it sounds as if I'm eulogizing myself, but this is just an attempt to share my story so that you can get some learnings and lessons when you make career decisions in your life. So let's begin. I completed my 10th with a good percentage. And as we all know, when we score good percentage in class 10th, I'm talking about some 20 years back. So what is the stream that we're expected to take? Of course, we all know this answer. It is science. So I also took science, not because I really liked it, but I felt I liked it and I scored good marks in that in class 10th. But did I know that after a few months, I would not be in a position to cope up with it and would found it very challenging. And that's exactly what happened when I started class 11th at DPS at Delhi. DPS Mathura Road, which is one of the mother DPS. And there, I was studying physics, chemistry, mathematics. Biology I was not very fond of, along with computer science. So I took up this stream thinking that I'll go on to do an engineering, because that was one of the most popular careers, prestigious careers, and even high-paying careers. I had no clue on how to choose my career at that point of time. I even enrolled into IIT coaching, but the subjects took a toll on me. And I really found it challenging. But I completed my class 11th, even went on to do class 12th and scored distinction. But I left the IIT coaching because it was just too much for me. And then I got admission into engineering. I was confused after 12th whether I should take engineering or whether I should go for a commerce degree, because I was from a business family. And that confusion gave me sleepless nights. My family was also worried. They were supportive, but they were also in pain. I'll still remember those days. And I went on to choose engineering from Manipal. I studied engineering, and even in engineering, I was feeling that, is this something I really want to do in my life? I was not sure. Maybe after completing engineering, I'll go for an MBA or some management or some teaching or something like that. But I was not very sure what exactly I wanted to do. And there was career confusion in my mind. Sometimes I thought maybe I should do an M.Tech and become a teacher, but I was not so much resonating with studying technology so much. I was more into people, soft skills, management, etc. That's what I felt. And even before I completed my engineering, I got placed into a blue chip company in Cognizant Technology Solutions, an IT firm. And once I completed my engineering, I started working there. I went in for a big toss because, again, it was all working in computers all the time and doing coding, programming, analyzing things, but not much interaction with people. Interaction with people was around 20%, and 80% was more to do with the machine or the laptop. So I was trying to figure out what to do. I changed my job into another company, got promoted also, but there was not, you know, getting that kick. I mentored one or two people. I liked that mentoring part, but it was just related to technology and it was for a short amount of time. So I was thinking, you know, what could be my next path? I tried for management to get into management, and I couldn't clear the entrance examinations. It didn't work out. Then my dream was to start a coaching center. I thought, let me try to do that, but I didn't have the resources, funds, infrastructure to do that, and it was becoming very challenging. I was stuck. My turning point came when I got this wonderful opportunity at the form of a project management role at IIT Bombay in the year 2013, almost 6 years after I worked in the software industry. And when I went for the interview, the professor at IIT, my boss, asked me this question: Akshay, are you really sure you want to take up this job? I said, I think so, sir. Please let me know if you have any inhibitions about it. So he said, you may not be able to match the salary you may expect. In fact, we can offer you only 10% lesser salary than what you're drawing right now in your current company, because there are some government norms and we can offer you only that much salary that the government norms allow. Now, generally, when people jump jobs, they expect higher salaries, 10, 20, 30% hike. So it would look like a foolish decision if I went into that job. But I told my boss that I'm ready for this plunge because I feel that, you know, I resonate with this role and I can deliver value to your organization and also grow myself as an individual according to my inclinations if I take up this particular role. So I went into that role at 10% lesser salary and started working in different areas now. Project management end to end, where I was interacting with people, professors, there was fund management, event management, technology management, software testing. So it was giving me a whole lot of learning. And within 3 years, something magical happened by God's grace. I got promoted to senior project management and my salary also doubled. I'm not sure what would have happened if I would have continued in the IT industry. So what I understood from this example is that, you know, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, the fish may believe it is stupid and live like that all its life. So we need to understand what our actual skills are and accordingly use them or apply them in our life to, in order to grow. And during those 3 years, the students who were interacting with me at IIT, they were coming to me for guidance about their career, about their life. And I felt that, you know, they're getting value with whatever I'm guiding them. Then why not I take it to the next level? So for that purpose, I went to do my certification in career guidance. And I started guiding school students and college students professionally in terms of how to choose their career, how to grow in it. And I've guided 500 plus students. I also got awarded by my mentor Siddharth Rajshekhar as a Hall of Fame award last year. And this particular engagement of guiding students, facilitating to train them, not only in choosing careers, but to become better in it, grow with it, of growth mindset, and picking up different skill sets that are required in the current modern age has really inspired me in my life. And especially when I reflect on my own story, of my own struggle of my careers, when I was having at different stages in my class 10th, in my class 12th, during my college, and in my job, I
have come up with this mission that I wish to empower students at a young age, as early as possible, high school and college students, so that they can scientifically and systematically explore, discover and grow in their career journey. So the challenges that I had to go through, the topsy-turvy path I had in my life, no other student has to go through. At least he can have an initial path crafted out. He understands his destination BA very well and then go through that route. Yes, there may be challenges, ups and downs during the route, but at least he has a plan and he knows how to navigate that route in case there are challenges. So that is what I call as a career plan, wherein the students understand the journey. Like if he wants to become a chartered accountant or an engineer, then what are the entrance examinations he need to take? What is the preparation? What are the internships, articleships, etc. that he needs to do in order to reach the destination? And when he reaches the destination, what will be job roles, responsibilities, etc. that he needs to do? And what could be the work-life balance? How would these people interaction? So when he understands and has a holistic picture, then he can make a proper choice. So I invite all of you to be a part of this very important vision that I have. My mission, as I said, is to empower 1 million students to explore, discover and grow in their career journey scientifically and systematically. And the vision is to create a new breed of successful students and proud parents. Our country today is moving towards being a developed country. And it is possible only if the youth are empowered. To empower the youth is very important that we understand that they need to be in professions which are inclined with their skills, because they spend 40 hours per week minimum for the next 40 years working in a field or in a career, and it has to resonate with their inclination so that they feel empowered and not like a fish made to climb a tree. So I hope this story that I shared with you gives you a lot of life lessons. You can share in the comments below if you have any learnings, suggestions for us. And I also invite you to register for my webinar, where I explain the 3 secrets of how you can choose a career, what is the role of parents in career selection, and how to develop a mindset to learn and grow quickly. Also, if you want to know more about our services of how we help in career guidance, you can visit our website jakshay.com, where you'll get the details of the webinar as well as the details of the various services that can help you in your career journey. So wish you all the best. This is Akshay Jalan signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.